Yisrael, L'chayayim, V'keva, Pasha and Pasha Shoiftim. The lashon of the pasuk is V'zeh Yiyeh Mishpat HaKayanim Me'eis Ha'om Me'eis Zoivchei HaZebach Imshor Imseh V'nosan L'Koyin HaZroya V'lechayayim V'akeva. This is the Mishpat, the Schus of the Kayanim Me'eis Ha'om. Remember, we learned last week at the Rashi Me'eis Ha'om to teach us that Kayhanim Apotef Mis Matana, which we still need explanation, what would be the Havamina that the Chayiv and the Matana? It's a Matana to themselves. You don't have to put it from one packet to the other packet. It applies only to a behema, not to a chaya. So last week we learned together the Gemara Masechtas Chulin, Doshe Chamuris, Doshe Yushimas Amru, that the Kihanim was Zoichet, Zoya Lechayayim, the Keva, the Skos Pinchas, Vayika Chaseroimach, is connected to Zoya, Vayifalo, is connected to Lechayayim, Vayisha Al Kubosa, is connected to Keva. So he wanted to say last week that Kipshuta, the reason why the Torah first gives this mitzvah in Pasha Shoiftim, and we don't find it mentioned anywhere else in the Torah, namely in Pashas Korach or other Pashas which have the Matnas Kahuna, is because this was different from all the other Matnas Kahuna. Was a Matana given in the Schus of Pinchas, like we saw last week, the beautiful words of the Sefer Chinuch, which was very mashma to us, that it was something which was a Chadish to Pinchas, because he says he learned from this Maisa of Pinchas that if a person is Mekadosh Shem Shemayim and Moisa Nefesh, he's Zoicha to a Matana Loyu L'Doyosev Loylam. What do you see that? Obviously the Matana was Neschadish to the Maisa Pinchas. So Pinchas was Zoicha through his Messias Nefesh to the Zoya L'Chayayim Akeva. And last week we had the Shmuz, why the L'Chayayim, L'Chayadinin of Tila Shayek Balei. Akapanim, what's the gate to the Pasha of Zoya L'Chayayim Akeva? It was Mashma to us from the Sefer Achinach. And from the fact that the Gemara says that the Pshat in the Zoya L'Chayayim Akeva is connected to the Maisa Pinchas, that had not been for the Maisa Pinchas, is he talking that we wouldn't have had this Matana of Zeroy L'Chayim V'keva? It was a Schadish Mekoyet, the Maisa of Pinchas, this mitzvah sasei of Zeroy L'Chayim V'keva. It's kedai to know, but as mitachzach, that in the Vilna Goyin, Kipshuta is Mevuya Nishlazoy. I never chance to make a copy of the Vilna Goyin, but I remind myself this morning that there's a going in his Pirish in Masechtas Avos. On the side of a regular Mishnayis, there's a Bia Hagra on Masechtas Avos. On the Mishnah Masechtas Avos, where the Mishnah says that Malchus is Niknes B'Shloishim Ma'ilis, V'HaKohuna is B'Esim V'Abo. The Esim V'Abo Ma'ilis of Kohuna, Shaknegdom Chof Dalad Matnas Kohuna. When the going starts to list the Chof Dalad Matanis, the Goyin says a Hakdoma. And the Hakdoma is Hakuna b'chav Dalid v'kulam mifurashim b'kra b'pashas koyach. And all the chav Dalid matonis are mifurish. It's not the Lashon. Are mifurish in pashas koyach. Yud beis b'mikdash v'yud beis b'gvulun. The 12 matonis which are matonis in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kurim is Beis HaMikdash. And the Yud Beis which are begvulim, v'simoneich, v'ze yiyeh l'cha, v'ze l'cha trumas matana. Ze is Yud Beis, so it says twice in Parshas Koyach. Ze to tell us that two categories of the Chof Dal matanas, 12 matanas which pertain to the achila which is shayach to the Beis Hamikdash, and 12 matanas pertaining to the matana which are begvulim. Now the Goyin lists where you have in the Psuk in the Furoshim all the Chav Dalad Matonis. So we won't go through all of them, it's not right in the Geya, but we'll go to the Matonis which the Goyim describes as a Matonis Shebegvulim. The Eilo Yud Beis Matonis Shebegvulim. What are the Yud Beis Matonis? Chaz of the Shoik, Truma, Truma Smaisa, Reishis Agez, Chala, Vav Matonis. Hazroya Balachayim Akev. And if you just to be moist, what we said over from last week is that in the Gemara, whenever the Gemara discusses Zeroya Lachayim Akev, they're called Matonis. When the Gemara says matonis, you're allowed to give a matonis to a kohen. What are we referring to? Zorei lechayim keva. Kipshutai, this would be a shtickle right to the Sefer Achinuch. That the reason why Zorei lechayim keva are called matonis. What about all the other 21 matonis or 23 matonis? They're all matonis to a kohen. The answer is the other ones are chelof avadaschem. But this is something which is not chelof avadaschem. This is because Pimchas. The Torah calls the Chaschon called the Matana. They are Gishmak of Shad, why in the Gemara you'll never find anything else but Tana referring to Zoyach HaYamakev. Not Bikurim, not Chala, Matana, Lekoyim, Zoyach HaYamakev, because it's purely Zoyach HaKipshut from the Maestah of Pimchas. Over the Goyim, the Vaisis Nishta Zoy, and the Goyim Zot Zoy. V'chol Eilu Hayud Beis, Merumazin Bipsukim Bipashas Koyach. L'chol tshumas matana, l'chol atnufais, e'lechozer v'shoik, shesichan tnufa. Kol chelev yitzar, zu tshuma. Kol chelev tiroish, zu tshumas masa. Ashe yitnu, suppose Ashe yitnu is going back, on tshuma and tshumas masa. The Goyin says, the extra Ashe yitnu, zu, zeroye l'chayayi v'keiva, e'lo matanas, Zroya l'chayayim akeva. L'Hashem, zuchala, sh'osa b'achila. The Goyim says, that's called mefurashim. It's egging the drosha from the Goyim, the Sifri is nishtamot as that drosha. But the Goyim says, Asher yitnu, that it says in Pashas Koya, in the Pasha Manas Kuna, even though it doesn't specify b'chlal, any of this matona of Zroya l'chayayim akeva, it's nirmas in the word Asher yitnu, because as we know, Zroya l'chayayim akeva is not tevel, kipshutai. All it is a mitzvah as nesina l'koyin, and therefore it's nirmaz nepsukim and parshas koyach. As I state in the Goyim, so we have kipshutai on the one hand, the sefer achinuch, the parshas hagemara that the zechi of zrei lechayayim akeva was mikayach the ma'aser of Pinchas, and had not been the matona, then it wouldn't have gone to Pinchas, and the koyana wouldn't have gotten it, and that's why it's called matona the way we're mazbe. And in the Goyim state, as als nichal the matona from the parshas of koyach, and as als a parsha the madness kuna. I found another sefer, another Gevaldige Pirish, that speaks about this shaila. What would have been had Pinchas not done it? Had the Kehanim ben Zoyches Zorei Chayim Vekeva? There's a Pirish on Sifri from a David Padu. David Padu is a Svada Shekadman, the Baal Mechaber Chazdei David on the Tesefta. He has a Pirish on Sifri called Sifrei Dibei Rav. There's Pirish on the Sifri, so it brings the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Darshi Rishuma is Amru." That Pinchas was Zayichem Mikayech the Mesiras Nefesh is Zayichayim Akeva. It's vice to Chayis. It's shver to him to learn that the Chav Dal Matanas we were only Zayichem Mikayech Pinchas. So if you look inside Gimel, which is a one-sided page, the bottom left in the corner. Umash Umash Sefer. What it says in the Sefer. Doshe Rishumas Amru that we were zoichet to Zorei Chayim Akeva Mikayach Pinchas. And the Gemara's lashon is Doshe Chamuras. Ulai the drasha zu kamash malon the loy lav uvde the Pinchas loy have a kopid rachmana she dafke zroi yemin vegam she yitnu im oimroi vitzoiroi vitzimroi kamay shehen vichem bechayayim shlo yafshit. The gam sheyem aloshen, abeschus Pinchas tziva sheyemin dafka kumoishu kederech shenilcham, v'haloshen mishum tefila. Avreinachanami afilo leira uvda de Pinchas hayechiyev matanis. Sharei bechlal chovda madas kohunasein de kula remiza bekro bepashas koyach. Tava koyde meise de Pinchas tuva ella shenetayse bahen v'kimen shein el tesefes. No go a koyin ayin yofesh. They call the chazdei David, like we say over from the goyin. Then the pashas koyach there's a remez to all chavdal matanas. Ei bazei the matanas is zoyech yayin bazei from before. Aye, what do the chazam mean? Pinchas was zoyech. Kilu mikoyach Pinchas. There was zoyech to a specific part. There was zoyech to zoyin yamin connected the roimach, which is normal loichem biyad yamin. The lechayayim, only the lechayim connected tefila, but the guf hamatana was there even below ma'isa the pinchas. As they stayed in the chazdei the beit rav, the sifri the beit rav, as they stayed in the goy. Akuponim, those are given a bissel abdomas to the mitzvah. Then we started to speak about the gevaldige machlokes harishonim in the tzura of this mitzvah. What is this mitzvah all about? So let's go back to side aleph on the bottom right. We'll start with divrei harambam v'harambam. in mitzvah kuf mem gimel on the bottom right. Hisha sivano loseis lekoyin hazraya v'alachayayin v'akeva mikol zvicha shenizbach v'behematoya. We have a chiyuv to give Israel lechayayin v'akeva from any behema tohoya that was geshachted. V'hu amra yisala v'zayyeh mishpat hakeyanem e'isaam me'izoyim chayhazevach v'shoyim seh v'nosar nakoyin hazraya v'alachayayin v'akeva. Ve'ein ha-Leviyim chayovim bo. This is a mitzvah that the Leviyim are parted from, as we dash in Me'esahom, not from the Leviyim, not from the Kehanim. So the Rambam is very clear that there's kipshutay, nothing else besides the choyvas nesina to the koyim. There's no hafrosha, like the Rambam had the mitzvah of truma, hafrosha and nesina, truma smais, hafrosha and nesina, chala, hafrosha and nesina. Over here, kipshutay, there's no hafrosha, because it's mufrish v'ayin, the only chiyuv is to give it to the koyin. And as we saw the Ramban last week in Sefer HaMitzvos, where even though he argues on the Ramban by truma, and he says truma is counted as two mitzvahs, one for hafrosha and one for nesina. Chala is two mitzvahs, hafrosha and nesina. Says the Ramban, avol, on the bottom, in the middle column, avol, hadvorim she'enam toivlim, those matonas which don't create any tevel. For example, Kigoyin, Reishis Hagez, V'hamatonus, Hazroya, V'alachayayim, V'akeva, Loinimne, Ela, L'nisinosan. All we count in the mitzvah is the nesina. V'gam kein pashte dekro, Sheloi natstavinu bohen, B'haramosan. We have no chiyev hafrosha. Abul Oma, Vinosan, Lakoyin, Hazoya, Valachayayin, Vakeva, Vireishes Gay, Sain Chatitinoi, Vainoi, Mivorech, Bafreshosan Klan. If you are Mafreshet, there's Bechal no Brocha, because there is no Toyas Afrosha, the whole mitzvah is in the Sina. Thus the Shitas Rambam, and the Ramban is masking the Dvor. What we started to see was a Gvaldi the Machoikis as Ulai Sinishtazoi. Ulai Sinishtazoi Bishteto, and the Rambam, and the Ramban Kipshutoi, that all you have is a mitzvah of nesin. So first we started with an interesting loshon in Rashi, the Masechtas Beyah. The Mishnah in Beyah and Afid Beis Amid Beis speaks about if it's mutter on Yom Tif to bring matonis or chala to a kohen's house on Yom Tif. So the Mishnah says in Beyah, in the top right of the page, B'shamei Oimim, Ein Malichin Chala U'matonis Lekoyin biyomtiv, bein shehum u'me'emesh, bein shehum u'me'hayoyim, u'beisel u'matir. So we have number one clear again when the Mishnah describes matonis. Says Rashi, what is matonis? Hazroya v'alachiyayim akeva. Stam matonis in the Mishnayos and the Gemara is roya lachiyayim. Now the Mishnah's lashon is very interesting because we're speaking about chala. We know there's a hafrosha that take off from the isa. And you have to be mafresh and say, Reizu Chalu. So we understand Chalu could have been mufresh from Erev Yontif, and it could have been mufresh on Yontif. Well, what does the Mishnah mean? You could be moilich the matonis, ben shahurfish, ben shahurim, hurmu me'emesh, ben shahurim me'ayoyim. What does it mean, harama, when referring to the mitzvah, zroyo lechayayim akeva? Zomala and Deloshan for Nashi. So Rashi matonis. Hazroya v'alachayayim v'akeva afhein harimoson hutraloi shanitztavu lahariman v'heich yoichol shan habosah. Says Rashi, it's mutter to take off the matonis on Yom Tov. V'heich yoichol habosah v'af api she'enam toivlim k'shatevel les habosah v'achila miu im loy pirish shan habosah mehen hari oichlon. Rashi, that there is no tevel by Israel Chayim Akeva, but there's a chiyuv to be mafish Israel Chayim Akeva. For what reason? Not because the basa is usur if you don't take off Israel Chayim Akeva, just we're afraid if you're going to leave it on, you're going to eat it, and you're mevatel the mitzvah of giving it to the kohen. So in order not to be over the Issa Gezel or the Bittul Mitzvah Saseh of Nesina L'Koyein, a person is Mechuyev to separate the Zwei Echiyah and the Keva, and that's the Pshat B'Losh Mishnah Hurmu. Not because it's Tevel, and not because I can't eat from the stomach, from the rest of the animal, that be Mafish stomach. No. The Basa is Mutter. But it has to be Mafish in order not to be over the Issa of Achila, which I'll be Mevat of the Mitzvah Saseh. Azela and Drashi, Pshat and Deshtikl Mishnah Mesefes Bey. The Tosfos, however, in Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, Tosfos is going on a Braisa in Masechtas Chulin, the top left of the page, the first line, Toshimat. Toshimat. Tisha Nichsei Koyin Hein. There are nine Matonis that are Nichsei Koyin. Chuma, Chumas Maisa, Chala, Reishis Hagez, Matonis, which is obviously, as we know now, Zreel Chayim Rekeva, Vahadamai, Vahabikuyim, Vahakeren, Vahachoymish. Says Toises. Hachi Gassinim at Pirish Rach, Shiva Nichsei Koyin. It's like a plea. We know that the Chofdal is Matonis. So why does a Bryson list only either 7 or 9? It should list. Eila ena matana shein nechse koin. Chov dalet. Says Tosfos, v'lechoshev hocha kol chov dalet matas kohuna. K'dechoshev kamande pirkin. V'lechoshev hocha elahanach da'asuim lezorim v'hei mamen koin. We're only mentioning those matanas that a zar is not allowed to eat. Chala is only the koyin. Shuma is the koyin. Shuma smais is the koyin. So only those that are only mutter for a koyin to eat, and also the zorim, that's what's mentioned. The kapella. Zorim the chiyah in the cave, he saw his eye to eat. Says Tosfos, v'ha the choshim atonis. Afapi shemoteris the zorim, mishum de tavli, v'domi the shuma. Because zorim the chiyah in the cave makes tevel. So even though after you mafish it, it's mutter for a koyin to eat, but has a similarity to truma in the fact that just like truma makes isa tevel, zroyach yayim keva also makes isa tevel. So namely, if you have a behemoth that was geshachted and it wasn't yet set aside as zroyach yayim keva, the basa is asa to eat. Says Tosfos. K'da amal kamon daf kuf lamed beis amed beis. Afa gav d'les hilchas ha'achi, haynu d'loy hava k'oichol t'volim, aval yisura ike lechol mi behema sholihum ematneseh. That's the first chat in Tosfos why it mentions matonis together with truma, is because it's toivel. It's not toivel. It's not toivel like other tevel, namely, that if a person eats it, he's not chayim isa. But it's an isa to eat like tevel, before you mafish the matonis. Where's Tosfos based in his Yisoid? And the Shtikl Gemara in Kuf Lamed Beis. So let's skip down to the middle of the page. Shtikl Gemara in Chulon Kuf Lamed Beis Amed Beis. Omer Abba Baba Chona. You have it? The first, second line. Omer Ramba Baba Chona Omer Abba Yechonan. Also lecho mi behema shayhur me matnesa. It's also to eat from an animal that the matonis weren't separated. Amar Rabbi Baba Chana Amar Rabbi Yechanan Kol Oichol Mi Behema Shoyhul Me Matnesel Ki'ilu Oichol Tvolim. If someone eats from a behema that the matonis weren't separated, Ki'ilu Oichol Tvolim, it's as if he ate Tevel. It's up to Gemara V'les Hilchus HaKavosei. And the halacha is not like Rabbi Yechanan. Comes Tosfos and says, yeah, wait a minute. Not like Rabbi Yechanan doesn't mean in God's not like Rabbi Yechanan. It's not like a b'yoychanon that it's like you ate tevel. Eating tevel is a chiyah misa. But iser, it is a kuli alma. And when the Gemara says, l'shichas ha'kavasi, all it means is, we don't paskin that it's like tevel. But it's also to eat before a person is mafish, b'zreya chiyah and mekeva. As they state in Tosfos, nisht v'shtate in Rashi, that there's no iser, only a bit of mitzvah sase. Let me learn it yet, z'dem Tosfos, ashtikul tur. This is halachas was a great mishnah chanor, because the mitzvah is leich chayim v'keiv, and leich bizman hazeh. Zok de tur in simen tzamach aleph, on the top left of the page. Samach Aleph Sifhei. Va'afapi she'enam toivlin, even though the matonis aren't teva, namely the perish, she'enam oisim lechom mehabasa koidim shi'afishem, kiderech sha'atshuma oiseres lechom mehatzvu ashi'afishayu, afilo hochi mitzvah la'afishem miyad. It's a mitzvah to be mafishit right away. So we could have learned this Torah, very good. You know what we would have been assigned to this Torah? Rashi. Rashi says that you're not going to separate it, you may come to eat it. So ask the mitzvah to make sure it goes to the Kohen, to mitzvah to be mafish. Let's learn the Bach. Umasha kosa v'afilu hochi mitzvah la'afishem miyad. Nira she'taymoy Shemdaha da ma'ab yechanan. Da habaki lacha tvalim, taimai, midakosva ha toisvis, de matonis yafinan, nesina sina mitruma. Now, mehechatesa, where in the world did Rabbi Yechanan get it from? From Pasha Shoiftim, that if a person eats an animal before the matonis, he's chai misa. Mehechatesa chai misa? Where does it say it's tevil? The toisvis says, because it says nesina by truma. And it says Nesina by Zroya Chayan Mekeva, so they got out of Hekesh. Just like Truma is Toivo, Zroya Chayan Mekeva is also Toivo. Says Abach, Humishum de Matonis Yafino, Nesina Nesina Mitruma, Kideisa Rashis Ages, Linindin Shutvis, Ichaiva Matonis, the Kosovo Rebbe Yechanon, the athlete in Tvolim, Yafina Nesina Nesina. Vasikna, the less Hilchus of Kavose. The Gemara says, Nay, the paskanish vi abyechanon that is isa teva. When we call makoim vadai kivon diafina nesina nesina, there is an gzeir shavu. What do we do with that gzeir shavu? Teva, the Gemara says, lasa chusakavose. But what happened to the gzeir shavu nesina nesina? Says the Bach, we call makoim vadai kivon diafina nesina nesina mitshuma the mitzvah lahafish miyab. We learn from nesina nesina. That's a mitzvah to be mafish right away. Umehaya fusad in a sinna in a sinna, kosev hasmad, she'ein reishis hagez umatonis, noegen b'chutzlaritz. Diafina in a sinna in a sinna mitchum. Now, Zerah Chiyai v'keva is a mitzvah she'ein pluya b'aritz. So what should be the tzad that a chutzlaritz we don't have to give a Zerah Chiyai v'keva to the Koyin? The answer is, it must be, because we had the Zayin Shova, Nesina from Truma, that just like Truma is only in the Gehen Eretz Yisrael, Zroel Chayim Akeva is only in the Gehen Eretz Yisrael. So we do have the Hekish of Nesina and Nesina. If that's the case, I learn out that just like by Truma, a person is Bechuyah to be Mafish before he takes off, before he eats it, who are then by Zroel Chayim, has a mitzvah to be Mafish before he eats it. Fitois de ba, the chain kosev toises lehedia, our tois of a chidilim perigzroya, bediba amas lahochi gassina vizela shayna. Baha, the choshimaton is bishum de tabri, afa gab la silkhus a kabose, haina doli hava koichot volim, and we come up in misura ika lecha vi behema shalehum echalat matnese, kloima, what does toises mean? Mitzvah lahafisha miyad, v'lo yefisha miyad oval ha-mitzvah v'haynu yisura. So Don, now you did not the posset that says give it to the kohen. Rashi, it's a mitzvah to give it to a kohen, and if you're going to eat it, then about that mitzvah I say. Tosfos learns, no. Besides the mitzvah to give it to a kohen, and if you eat it, you're not going to have that mitzvah, there's another mitzvah. And the mitzvah is make afroshim. So tevel, it's not. But there's, because otherwise the Torah said there's an issa to eat it. The Torah doesn't say it's an issa to eat it. The Torah says that I have a chiv to make a afrosha in order to be matami to eat. Not that the bosa is asa, but I have a mitzvah. Where do I learn that mitzvah from? Zina sinna from Shuma. Thus is vidabach is mazbe toises. But if I like the bach, toises doesn't mean there's a regular macholas asuris on the behema, but there's a mitzvah that could do not to eat it before you mafish. So it comes out, we have three tzadim. One tzad is, there's b'chal no chiv hafrosha. The whole mitzvah is to give it to the kohen. Mashmoy is to be haram and v'ramban. Rashi adds to this, based on the Gemara Mishnah Masechtas Beya, that nevertheless, the mitzvah of giving it to Kayin, don't eat it until you take it off. Not because it's a mitzvah hafrosha, but you may come to be mevatel the nesina to the Kayin. And then we have Tosfos, which the passage of Tosfos is, it's Pashat Aser, just as not tevel to be chayav misa. And the Bach's interpretation of Tosfos is that Tosfos doesn't really mean a iser. Tosfos means there's a new mitzvah that we learn out of Tshuma to make a hafrosha. So the Gevaldige Chiddush of Tosfos in Hashtikl Rambam. Everybody is aware that there's such a thing called a kvi. I'll just pronounce it differently. I'll call him a kvi is a suffik behema suffik chayah. Now, suffik behema suffik chayah, are you allowed to eat the chaylev? No. Suffik isa. Now, the question is, a chayah is part of a matonus. A behema is chayah and matonus. So what's the din? I own a kvi, and I make a shmita. Do I have to give the matonus to the kohen? Why? Now, so let me ask a different question. Let's say I have something that's Safi Chayiv and Shuma. I have to be Mafisher? Yeah, well, that's awesome. But after I Mafish it, I can sell it to a Kohen. I don't have to give it to the Kohen. Emes? As Eid Ben, I'm a Fulish Mishnah. I don't have to give it to the Kohen because after I Mafish it, the Mishnah says, I'm a Safi Chayiv and Shuma. As they state in the Gemara, as they state in the Mishnayas, and Shuma, and the Mai, many different Mishnayas say that Hafrosh Yachti Mafra Safi Yisra. And now the Nesina, I put it, I can sell it. I can't eat it because it's Safi Yisra, but I can give it to, I can sell it to the Kohen. So now, we have now a new sugya over here. Zroya L'chayayim B'keva. Tosfos holds, the Pshuta of Tosfos is, it's awesome to eat until you make Hafrosh. The Bach says, no, that means a mitzvah of Nesina Nesila Koy. So now I have a question. What's a kvi? Would there be an Indian, a concept of taking Zrei V'chayayim Mekeba and put it in a side? And after he puts it inside, he can keep it. Well, it's meaningless. It's truth, it's meaningless. Till today, it's nothing. Till today, I would have asked, met you on Friday, I would have asked you the Shaila. Nothing, what do you do? It's garbage. But now we see there's a stickle tebel. According to Tosfos, or maybe a mitzvah to make hafrosha, ulay a kvi, in fact, you have to be mafish, and then keep it. And the Rambam says, kvi, mafish and hamatonis, or meshaya hamatonis atzman. Check the Rambam. The Rambam in Yad says, by a kvi, you have to be mafish it, and you keep it. What's it hafrosha? Is in the Rambam, Tak is there Shvet, because the Rambam has no rest, at least in Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam has no remnant, that's Rosh. It's a two effect after the Rambam. No, it's another Hashtigot Tur. But it's in the middle of the page. Ein Noyegen, the third piece down on the right hand side of the page. I have it. Ein Noyegen, Elba Behemoth Torah. So the Tur. Ein Noyegen, Elba Behemoth Torah. Veloy Vechaya Veoif. Noyegin beklayim haba meheiz v'horochel. Ubinyin matonis kvi haba mi behema v'chaya. Chosef Rambam. Kvi. Afa pishu sofeik. Mafishin mimenu kol hamatonis. So tabdem adkar. So tetu. V'eini meivin dvorev. Loma mafishin kol hamatonis. Kivon she'ene chayiv litnan. V'haloi einan toivlen. So I would say that this tour is a raya that to the Bach, that a valid tour doesn't hold as any issur. All there is a mitzvah to be mafish to give it, but there's no nesina, there's no tevel. But if we have a taisa, the taisa says that even though it's not tevel for mitzvah, but there is epis tevel, so because there is maybe an inyan of afrosha, even on the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't have such a concept. But Rabbanim says chadish that matonis, even though kipshut, there is no yisurim involved, but there is a ma'isa afrosha, and that ma'isa afrosha, a person is obligated to do, even if he doesn't have to give it to a kohen. Like the Torah, why? Good, but they stay in the Rambam. Now you have to go to the second step of this question. If he's there, if there is such a musig in Tosfos that we have a Yafusa and a Sina and a Sina from Truma, and for that Yafusa we learn out that it's not Noig and Chutzah, it's like Truma. Therefore Tosfos says, even though there's no Misa, but after it became Osa to eat it to your Matashim. Now I have another question. So before the question was Kvi, I have a second question. What is a Koyindom? A Koyin that had a Sofik Truma. He has a peri if it's suffix, if it's chutzah, it's affair, so what does the kohen have to do? He has to be mafishit. What does the kohen do with his own tevel? He has to be mafishit, because it's a nisr. About it, after he's mafishit, he keeps it. So, zirayu l'chiyan in the cave of a kohen's animal. So, it belongs to him. But is there an inyan on him to be mafishit or not? So we have a pasuk kipshuta. The Esam says you don't have to give it away, but maybe he has to be mafisher, or maybe not. So I'm already the Gemara brings a pasuk in Naftali. I just said Gemara Chulin, the second chapter of the Ban. The Gemara in Chulin brings a pasuk in Yecheskel. Ve'oyma aho Hashem Elokim. Hinei nafshi loy metumah, unevela utreifa loy achalti. Yecheskel HaNovi says about himself, nafshi loy metumah, I didn't make my nefesh tameh, unevela utreifa loy achalti. Mineurei adata. Ve'loy bo befi bosa pigo. So the Gemara is metama. Was the chiddush in Yecheskel? Unevela utreifa loy achalti? Was the chiddush in Yecheskel? So Gemara dashes, it means certain times where even though it's mutter, but he was nizir on these things. So let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara is like, "V'loy ba b'fi basa pigol." You have it, everybody, under the Torah? "V'loy ba basa b'fi pigol." What does it mean? "Sheyachalti mi behema shayi b'chocha." If it was a sheikh that had a shechita, and he had a question about a keva, a question about the reya, question about the simonim, and he went to a chacham, a rav, and the rav get pasked, it's kosher. Yecheskel HaNovi wouldn't eat from that meat anymore. If he had a shayla, he was nizah, he was dead. Does say in the pasuk, lebo b'fi b'asa pigo. Mishum b'nasa namru, a different pshat. Shlo yachalti mi behema, shlo yehum m'mat neser. He didn't eat from a behema, the matonas weren't taken off. So the Gemara, I have a bishlam a sharia, if it's mutter, how do you revuse the Yecheskel? A yamet yisura, my revuse the Yecheskel, what's the chiddush the Yecheskel? They stay in the Gemara. Come to Yisus and Tosfos of Tazoy. Shoyhul me mat neser. So Tosfos, vim toima, the Rebbe Yoichnan, the Omer will come on the Perek Hazroya. Ha'oichu mi beheim, shoyhul me chalit mat neser, ki loichu tfolim, my revuse the Yecheskel. Afagav the Yecheskel koin hoya, so what's the chiddush of Yecheskel? They didn't eat from a behemoth that the matanas weren't taken off. Rabbi Yochanan holds that you learn out of the scene from Truma, that's tevel. So it's tevel. So even a kohen has to be mafreshit. What's the chiddush of Yecheskel called Rabbi Yochanan? And for Tosfos, Yesh Loima, Rabbi Yochanan saw the command of Mashal Yochel mi behim Mashurim Bachochem. Rabbi Yochanan have to learn, Shad in the Pasuk is, that not Yecheskel didn't eat from a behim Mashurim Bachneser, because for Shnei Sach he didn't, because he had to be mafish for Tevah. Elamai Pshat in the Gemara is according to Rabbi Yochanan, the other Pshat, that he didn't eat from behim that had a shayla on it, even though it was the past of kosher, he'd be machman and stuff. Now, we learned from this place is after two zachim. So there are sefer nifla, av kochim, chulin, zvachim, and others, from Hagoyin of Zalman Sender. Hagoyin of Zalman Sender. Zalman Sender, in his chedusha, brings places, and he's matmir. What places is kashim and beichanan? You know why? Because even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's tevel, but the pasuk says me'esa am. And this pasuk we learn out that the tevel of Zerayah L'Chayayim is different from the tevel of Truma. The tevel of Truma is a tevel. Even if it's tevel by Zerayah L'Chayayim Akeva, it's a tevel mikoyach, the fact that there's a mitzvah to give the matana. And if a kohen doesn't have a mitzvah matana, there is no tevel either. And that's why you need a pasuk me'esam. Me'esam tells us that even though according to Yochanan, it's also for yourself to eat, and it's tevel, but this is a tevel, is depending on who is the Bailam. If the Bailam is Yisrael, so he has to give away the matana, that's why he made a tevel. If the Bailam is a kohen, and he doesn't have to give the matana, they didn't make the tevel. So even though Truman is tevel, says the Diamond Sender, above here for the coin, it wouldn't be tevel. That's his orientation. But Tosfos the Chayyim state nishtas like Tosfos state that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's mamish a tevel like Truman. On the other hand, we have Tosfos Nafkuf Lamed Aleph says that even according to us, it's tevel. The way the Bach learned is very good. Because the Bach is learning that even according to Tosha, it says it's Aser, it doesn't mean really Aser. It means it's like a mitzvah. It's like a mitzvah, so B'shneitzach, the Kohen doesn't have that mitzvah. Mashenk, if we learn the way we learn the Kepshuta and Tosha, it's a Tevel, the Tosha could have addressed this Kash even according to us. L'kuli Amishra. Because Tosha says that even though we don't pass like a B'yechon, that it's Chayim Nisa, but Tosha says it's still Aser. So this Tosha, the Chayim should be a Shtik Arayi to the Bach, that even if you hold like Tosa, it's also to eat, this also is not an Isser, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be mafish. A Kohen doesn't have that mitzvah. This is Rabbi Yisrael, ain't chelik of the mitzvah. Rabbi Yisrael, Zanakloh, the Shittos, and Zay, Yisrael, the Doshayla, what's the Gufa Matana? Nochum Abom, the Rambam, and the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvah that say clearly the mitzvah is Kipshut, the only in the Sina. We have Rashi, that Rashi said in Masech Tzbeya, it's about Pashif and Hafrosha. Because Rashi said that Hafrosha is only to save yourself from the Issa Gzela, not to be over the mitzvah of Makana Lekoyim. We have a Tosfos, which Tosfos seems to say Kipshutoi, that Zerayah L'Chayayim Bekeva is also to eat the Beva till the Hafrosha, even though it's not Mamish Teva, but still also to eat. And that's why it says in the list of Truma, Truma's Maisa, the nine of the seven Makanas. We have the Torah that says it's a mitzvah to be mafish right away, and the Bach interprets the Torah and Tosfos, the Tosfos never meant to say it's really awesome. Tosfos meant to say that there's a mitzvah to be mafish right away, and that mitzvah we learn out from Truma. Then we have the Rambam that says that a Kvi also has a Torah Safrosha, even though there's no Chi of Nesina, which is Masha, there is a Torah Safrosha, and then we have a Tosfos, the Masechta Sfulim, that says that according to B'yechon that it's Tevel, a Kvi is not allowed to eat either. What does he do? He's mafish it, and then he eats it. And Tosfos also is mafurish, that not according to Rabbi Yochanan, that a kohen has nothing to do, and the kohen doesn't have to be mafish a matana, and therefore Yecheskel said, even though I'm a kohen, I didn't eat it until I took off the matanas of Zoya Chayayim Akev. You have to know exactly why he did it. What was the purpose of it? Bal Kaponim Azei Shteit in Tosfos. We'll get into some ideas. Now Kipshutoi, even though these are matnas kahuna, but kipshutai is chulin. It's chulin, right? It's a matona. It's a regular animal. You buy it from a farmer or whoever has animals, and he shechts it, and he gives it. It's matona. Chulin, chulin gemur. Interesting. You don't find. No, you have a machoikus in the Gemara. Machoikus tanoim, machoikus amirayim. And the Gemara, I'm all passing the zoi, I'm all passing the zoi. But you never find. That, you know, many, most times you don't find that you're showing them on the farish why we pass like one man down more than the other. You pass and finish. In this Gemara, where the Gemara says that the B'yoichanan said if a person eats without Zayichan Mekavis, ki wa ochal tvolim, like he ate tevil. And this the Gemara says, v'loikaim olon kre b'yoichan, pass like b'yoichan. Finish, we'll pass them. You don't ask any questions. Comes the Rif, and the Rif has a few hisafas. Why we don't pass the Rif? Says the Rif, right above the Shukha from the Zama Sender, and the bottom left, second piece in the bottom. Says the Rif, V'ha da'amer Rabbi Yochanan, Asa lecha mi behema, shlei horma matneseha. V'chol loicha mi behema, shlei horma matneseha, ki loicha tvalim, les hilchasa kavosei. Ella, why? The matana is eba mishum kedusha. If the matana has kedusha, so you can tell me that before I take off this novash of the kedusha, it's tevel. But the matana is achulin. So matana is achulin, was passed to say that it's tevel. Therefore, like kaiman krev yechanan, why? Because since the matana is achulin, it doesn't pass to have any yisurim of tevel. As they state in Rifa, the santa or yisofa, was this mevayeh, why we don't pass in the krev yechanan? That Yechanan holds also tzchul and gemur and kipshutay afterwards, but for this vegan it makes a tevel. It's the only matana that's tevel, even though the matana has no kedusha b'chal, has no dina b'chal. What? Maaserishin. Yes, we said maaserishin could be the. We said the Rambam says because it has strong as maaser. Okay, back upon him. As they state in the rif. So do into Santa Loshan and Rashi. On the other side of the page, the Mishnah in the beginning is really the Chayyim the Kaver. One line on Mishnah. Hasroya ba'lochayim ba'keva noyagin ba'oretz u'bechutz la'oretz. And the Gemara later on says, like we saw in the back, that we don't pass them like this. We pass them that ne'bechutz la'oretz. Because you learn out the sinah from Truma. B'fnei ha'bayis, b'shaloi b'fnei ha'bayis, b'chulin, avaloi b'mekdoshim. It applies to a chulin behema, but doesn't apply to a kochin behema. Shahoye b'din, I would have thought, ma'am ha'chulin, shein chayyam b'chaz b'shoik, chayyam b'matonis, kochin, shachayyam b'chaz b'shoik, it didn't chayyam b'matonis. By kochim, all you have to give to the kohen, but it says specifically in this passion, namely the chaz of a shoyim. But the zoya, the chayah, and the keva only applies to chulin. So again, here Rashi goes out of his way to be mefarish. Why? Good, it's a possible. Why taka and kochim doesn't it apply the mitzvah of zoya, chayah, and the keva? So Rashi up into Santa Losha. Says Rashi, the end of the Yimamassal Kola Kodshim. Says Rashi, the Ein Kedusha Chola Al Kedusha. Zroya L'chiyayin the Keva is Kedusha. And therefore it's not Chal Kedusha Al Kedusha. The Chapliya. It says Kedusha Al Kedusha. The Matonah Zachul and Gemurir. What says Kedusha? The Kash affected Taz in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samach Aleph. One more Nash Tegel Taz. B'kotshim, it's not noye, b'kotshim, v'loy b'b'chor. You have it on the other side? Taz in Kotn Chafal. The Masis in Pirish Rashi, v'she'en Kedusha, chola al Kedusha. That's why it's not noye b'mukdoshim, and not noye b'b'chor. B'kotshim, li, Ha'aminon diyochol achilam leklovim mitam she'em ben kedusha. It's very chayim the keva. You can give even to the dogs and the cunning ones. So how could you tell me that's not chal and hektish because ain't kedusha chal kedusha vu kedusha ben kedusha? There's nothing kedusha bechlav. So the taz the tzayich loyma the kedusha smitzvah ka'oma she'ain't kan. Aval loy kedusha smatonos she'ain't ben kedusha. And I am Muslim. A mitzvah teicha kedusha. So Rashi doesn't mean the Kedusha like Kabbalah is Kedusha. Rashi means the Kedusha of the Mitzvah. So it's not hektish, like you can't give it to Klovim, because it's Chulin. Oh, but it has Epis Kedusha for the Mitzvah. Namely, that the Kohen gets it from Yisrael. And that's what Rashi means, then Kedusha Chala Kedusha. Interesting is that. Aleph, Nochomo. So we have a riff that says, since the Matanas have no Kedusha, it doesn't pass the whole Musid of Tevel. We have a Rashi that says that these matanas are called kedusha, and that's why in kedusha chal kedusha. But the taz is not true. There's no kedusha. There is kedusha with mitzvah. It is harayah. Can give it a klov. I found the more like a yam shoshleima. We would say that if this matan is chulin, so it's chulin. So eat it however you want.
It's
like you go to the menu, you buy a steak, you do whatever you want. You could grill it, you could do whatever you want. It's chul and gemurim. Chum to gemurim, it's chul and gemurim, Malcolm makes a drush. Top right of the page. The Eina Necheles Elab Sli. This is Asugya in Israel, Chayaya, Dafkuf Lamed Beis. The Eina Necheles Elab Sli. You could only eat Zrechayaya, roasted. The Eina Necheles Elab Bechadol. You eat it with a geshmaka dip. My timer, Omakra, Lemoshcha, Ligdula, Kederech Sham Lochem Oichlun. As it after Nesin the Matonis, even though this pasuk wasn't going specifically as Zayachayim Akev, if I could, like we said, the Psukim and Pashas Koyach have no remez to the Matonis Kipshuta. But Akapon in the Gemara Dashim, when it says by Lemoshcha, by Trum, by Betrumas Maisa, this applies to Zayachayim Chayim Akev as well. Comes here, I'm sure I said, I don't understand. The Koyach could give it to his dogs. And he has a chiyuv to eat it to sleep. You roast it for the dogs also. Zefet the Yamsha Shleimer. The Yamsha Kasanta Chiddush. The Yamsha Shleimer, Simen Yid Aleph. Omer Rav, Magnus Kahuna, Eina Cholam El Tzli. Ve Eina Cholas El Bechadol. My timer, the Omer Chol, Lechol, Nesatim, Lemoshchol, Lechadula, Kederish Amalochim Oichim. Fine, they bring the pot drushes, then around 2/3 Zara Zotazoi. Because of Atur Midive Harambam, the Yochol Lahachilam Leklovim, Ulamoichim Lidin Lagoi, Shein Bohem Nishum Kedusha. The Tamer, Meacha Shetzoich Lechol Kederich Gedula, Imkain Eich Yuta Loi Lahachilam Leklovim, Vichizuhi Lamoshcha Bohem? Alkei nire, davka heicha she'einam ru'uyem la'achilosan, kigoyim, she'esrichu, oi she'bom mi behemas kichushem, v'ra'a basar, yochel la'achil meklovim, alomarchu nagoyim, k'derech nevelo trefu li'Yisrael. So the Yamsha Shleimer. Avad, if the Gemara says, l'moshcha, they're rechiv to eat it b'gdula, so Avad, it has epis dinim, epis kedusha de mitzvah, the way the Taz says. The male, I value now I sell it to a guy, and now I give it to clothing. Adram says, Yolado. If it would have been the Moshul Truma, Hektish, you can't give it to a guy. But it's not Hektish. It's only Kodesh for the mitzvah. And I have to eat it the Kedusha, the Gedula. But if it's not Roy, because it was Nisrach, then you're allowed to give it to the clothing, and then you're allowed to sell it to a guy. A Belula is always, it's not allowed. Kum Dechois, even though Kipshuta we think, that the Zohar Chayav Kev is Chulin Gemurim, we have Rashi that says it's Kedusha, we have the Gemara that says it's Noyig Ba, a minute Kedusha of Lamashul and Gedula, therefore Be'etzim is Taka also to give it to a Goy in Klavir, I it says it's Mutter, it's only Bechia Gav, nowhere, it's ain't a Roy. Hey, Bazoi, can we have this little Mef Ashtein, what's the Nakuda between the Be'echon and Nish? The Torah says, what's the, I'm sorry, the Rif says, Oichot Tvolim, what's past Oichot Tevot doesn't have any Kedusha. But for the other side, the Yechon has learned up. Since it has dinim, lemoshcha, it has kedusha, Rashi goes in kedusha, chala kedusha, it says in Yechon that shayach lo not from truma, that kedusha that it has, that chi of gedula, that kedusha, the mitzvah that it has, is enough to make it a tevo, and therefore if Yechon holds, it's kamin kamosha achot tevo. Boifin, that according to Yechon Avad, he agrees that after you mafish it, it's not osa lezorim. Of it has kedusha to it, has a type of kedusha to it, that has calls that kedusha the mitzvah. So now the Be'echon is mechadish, we could learn out from Truma, Nesina Tesina, to tell us that there is a Issa Tevel before we eat it. Yes, Abay Say, Klo, this is the Gemara, Chelek Shein. Yes, we'll listen to Aposh Bezach. Let's say you have a Shoichet. And the Shoichet has Israel Chayayim in the cable. And he decides, this is about Taiva, he decides he wants to eat Israel. He wants to eat Israel. But the Chayayim in the cable give to the Koyim. Was he Mekayim a mitzvah or not? Namely, is the Koyim give, there's a matana of Israel Koyim, there's a Chayayim a Koyim, there's a cable Koyim, three separate matanas, independent of each other. And if you have one, you mekayim one mitzvah. If you have two, you mekayim two mitzvahs. If you have three, you have three mitzvahs. Or is it kilo, one chefzer of zoyach yayin in the table? Not all, man. Lamban and Tisanta Shigal Gumar. What's the halacha, Rabbi Yisrael, if a person has a shutvis of an animal with a koyin, or a shutvis with a goy? We learn that he's potter. Shutvis with a goy is potter. And there it's so, that's what they do. They make shutvis with a goy. And maybe they don't give the matanas, okay, some people do, but Akaponim, the Roiv Shachla says, don't give the matanas a koyin, and they make the behemoths all shutvis with a goy. As they state, as they took a component, that's a bit. Shutvis with a goy, shutvis with a pack is up. What happens if a person made a shutvis with a goy in the cave? Remember, the shutvis in the stomach from the animal. But the shutvis in the koy in the lechayayim. Does that make it potter from other matonis or not? The sagamoyim of Fureshes in Kuflan, Magimon, and Beis, Mesetaschul. Top left of the page. So the Gemara, in the wide lines of the side of Gimel, the top left of the page. Around six lines in the wide lines of the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, shutif b'roish, potim in alechi. You have a shutif mit agoy, or that koyin in the roish, you don't have to give the lechi. But the other matonis, you have to give. Shutif b'yad, potem and azoyah, put all the matanas you have to give. Shutib ibn ma'ayim, potem and akeva. Chiyah by Rabbom, afilu shutib ba'achas mehen, potem ikulon. Even in shutib in lachayayim, you potem all the matanas. No, the shutib of Mekan Lan is very good. The machoikis is their machoikis. If the three matanas is one chefter, or each one is a separate matana. Tanakama holds each one is a separate matana. So even though you have a shutvus in the lechayayim, you put it in the lechayayim, that doesn't have you from the keva or from the zroyah. And the other man, the Amar holds no. It's one unit of matanis, and if you shutvus in one of them, you put it from all of them. And gradually we have to pass like the first man, the Amar, and if you shutvus in the zroyah, you only put it from the zroyah. The rest you chay. That's what Azeva Megalan Pshat Moshe B'Divya Agamar. Mechas Chinuch Kom T'nezot Azoy. Oysir Gimel. The mishtatif im elu hapturim pot. A person is mishtatif with one of the people who are potter for the matonis, it patterns you for the matonis. Im hoya hapotter shutif bekula, or ya filo bekoshu, potter mikol hamatonis. Even if he's a partner 10%, but the 10% was a partner in the whole behemoth, he's potter. Im hoya shutif beroish, potter rachman alechayayin, benois in the kayin zoe the kever. If my yeshutah biyad, potrach mizroya. My yeshutah b'nei ma'ayin, potrach mikeva. Uposhet. Davke b'shutah b'chol haroi shalach yayin b'chlal. Oy b'chol azroi yad azroi b'chal, b'chol b'nei ma'ayin. Am ha yeshutah b'roi shchutin lach yayin. He was a shutah in the head, besides the cheekbone, v'ali chayi b'lach yayin. Zeh shtei kipshutah in the Rambam, and adei paska in the Shulchan Aruch, adei paska in the Rambam. Let's go to the next paragraph. V'ayim v'sechtes bo b'metziyah, Isasham plukta a famous Gemara between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yoshia sphere, Kohecha the Kosev Achmana Vov, Mashmash Neim Biachad, Ashad Kosev Yachtov. Whenever it says a Vov, this and this and this in the Torah, it means all. Rabbi Yonasan sphere, Mashmash Neim Kehecha, or Mashmach Kolecha Bifne Yachtov, Ashi Foyashacha Kosev Yachad. Machoikis. The Ayin Biritva, that plukta he rakpa menia. That machloik is only by Yisurim. The Torah said he shouldn't need lechem, koli, v'chano. Means only all three? It means each one separately. By Yisurim. Avo ba'asei divrei hakol mashmash neim kecha. When the Torah is speaking about a mitzvah and the Torah says a group, there everybody is moida, only all three together in one unit is the Torah talking about. Umshim hachi hamitzvah liten lizroya lekoyin hazroya lechayim akeva v'nosan rak hazroya oyel lechayim oyakeva layotza Yidei Choy Vas Metzuzu. So the Ritva, Moira did the Zan. Says the Ritva, the whole Machloit, when you have a Vav Achiba for me, each one separately or together, is by Yisurim. By Mitzvah Sasei, everybody is Moira, then it means all of them together. Eba Zoy, the Koyin can't give a Zoy Chiyayim, if a Yisur can't give a Zoy Chiyayim, so he doesn't give a Matanis Bechal. Lefi Divei HaRitva, says the Mechas Chinuch, Tumoyim Divei HaShukhanoch, the Yeredeya, Kan Sivcha Vav. Shemayvi shom demakoy noya goy shut fin rak biroish potelach melach yain. Imushut biyad in a potel meazoye. Imushut bnei ma'ayim in a potel meakeva. Fi divay horetva. The basay divay akol mash mashem keechol. Ken ikke hamitzvah liten hazoye lachayim akeva biyachad. Vim noisen hazoye lachayim beloya keva. Leki a mitzvah zu. Vim kei. Kiven shehu shute b'roish de potem echayayim tzarech lias potem e'akol kiven shalikim ha-mitzvah el and kei nesim kum b'yachem b'tzarechim like the quality of tzarechim b'divei ha-ritva. If the Tva says specifically by mitzvah I say the Torah means only all or none, and if you give only one that's in the mitzvah, so how could there be a halacha that if you shute from the lechayayim you have to give other matanas? It's all one set. If it's a set, so one should pack with the other. And if it doesn't pack the one, it shouldn't pack either of them. So how can you have the Eichatimsa, the Chiyah, or the Zayel Chiyah, and the Keva, if the Torah says that the mitzvah is only three together? Thus, the Zayel Chiyah, and the Dibbe Yoritim. The last Zayel of a Smil Moyer Zayin is, as I... The Chiyah Gavna, when we have mitzvahs of Hafrosha, we know we make the Bracha of the Shast Hafrosha. So if there is a hafrosha by Zoya Chayim Akeva, Ulai, Lefitoisis, you have a bracha. According to Bechon, it's Tevel. Instead, you make a bracha, and the hafrosha is Zoya Chayim Akeva. Over the Nidan, the Divya Rambam, and the Rabban Kipshuta, where the mitzvah is only the Nesina. So the Shaila is, do we make a bracha on the Nesina Lekoyim? So the Rabban, we learned earlier, says right away in the beginning, that you don't make a bracha only on something that has hafrosha. Something has an asina, not. Shaz, why not? Lomelin says, I'm an ashtipa prichodosh. Let's go back to the other sheet, side base. On the bottom right is a shtipa from the prichodosh in the Sefer and Yeredeya. You see what it says, Samach Aleph and Aleph in brackets? Let's go down around 8 lines of the piece. Ein mevorchin al asinas matnas kahuna. Mishum the Ein Hayisrael Noisein Mishaloi El Shashem Yizbarach Zacha Oisan Lakoyin Zika Oisan Lakoyin Umishulchan Gavoya Kazachu Harajba Betshuva Simen Yadches. So the Rajba, the reason why you don't make a Habracha on the Nesina is because Bishlam, if it's mine and I'm giving it to you, so it has to make a bracha. But over here, I'm not giving for me. It belongs to the Koyin, even without the Nesina. It belongs to the Koyin. So come to Koyin, the Koyin gets it, because the Eibusha was mezakeh to him. Eibazoi, there's no bracha on the Nesina to give it to a Koyin. Because the Nesina is only if I'm doing the mitzvah. Mashaykin over here, he already has a schus, because it's already mama Koyin. So on that, you don't say, you make a bracha. Thus is the chiddush v'shteita b'divrei Rashba. Thank you, B'shem, b'tshuvas Rashba, b'tshuvas Rambam. The Rambam, at the end of Yishuv of Desh Ayla, why on the Matonis don't you make a bracha on the Nesina? The Rambam is at the interesting loshon. We spoke about this Rambam in other shirim. The Rambam hilchos bracha is at the zay. Kol mitzvus asay shebein adam la'kodesh baruch hu. You have it in the left of the page in the middle. Any mitzvah shebein adam la'kodesh baruch hu, bein mitzvah shei choyva, bein mitzvah she'ein choyva, mevarech aleh koydim la'asiyasa. So to have any mitzvah as a cloud, on which type of mitzvahs you make a bracha and which you don't. So to have, you only make a bracha on those kind of mitzvahs shebein adam la'kodesh baruch hu. A mitzvah bein adam l'chaveyoy, there was not a kind of bracha, says the Kesa Mishnah. Tiktik Rabbeinu lichtev shem adam l'mokam lo'ima tibim mitzvah shem adam l'chaveyoy kigoyin asiyat stoka ukidoyma ein mevarchin aleihem. On those type of mitzvahs you don't make a bracha. So come to chois, it was a poshut. Zrei lechayayim lekeva. The mitzvah be'elam lechaveir. It's a mitzvah mechaveir. It's not takana bracha. Boy, if you have to feed the Raj, but there's no bracha because it's already mom and koyin. And it's not called I'm giving it away, and therefore it doesn't pass the bracha because I'm not doing anything. It's his already from before. And divi haram, there's no bracha on the matonis because the only chepsa that there was a second bracha was on those mitzvahs shemelam lechadosh baruch hu, and the mitzvah of the chaveir, there's no takana's bracha.
This
is afterwards, it's full. It's only kedusha mitzvah. No, there's no issus aris. As long as he's noyed achila, the proper issus, it's supposed to.